Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Candy Maldonado. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Al Newman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hamilton hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Surhoff hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gladden strikes out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stubbs hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Maldonado hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Brian Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gagne strikes out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. Harper moves to third. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sviem hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sviem for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bush is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bush strikes out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive for a single. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. Harbeck moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tapani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive beyond short. Spears can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-2 in the game. Gladden bunts towards the mound. Bozzio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stubbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 0-for-1 in the game. Maldonado strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball towards center. Puckett catches it and throws to first to double up Stubbs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bush strikes out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears can't make a play. That's a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to third. Harbeck moves to second. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spears is 0-for-1 in the game. Spears strikes out. 1 out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviam hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Sviam reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Sviam scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground for a triple. Molitor scores. It's Brewers, 2, Twins, 2. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hamilton scores. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Harper settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Harper. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pagliarulo for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a line drive into right field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stubbs strikes out. One out. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 0-for-2 in the game. Maldonado strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off to Pani, and towards Gagne, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gladden is 0-for-3 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jarvis Brown pinch runs for Randy Bush. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Darren Holmes now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Davis reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Puckett moves to third. It's Brewers, 3, Twins, 3. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holmes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jarvis Brown now playing right field. Bill Spears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Spears is 0-for-2 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pagliarulo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chuck Knoblauch pinch runs for Mike Pagliarulo. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gagne bunts towards the mound. Holmes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Holmes. Knoblauch moves to second. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. Newman bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Knoblauch moves to third. Gagne moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 0-for-4 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Hamilton. Gladden reaches second base with a double. Knoblauch scores. Gagne scores. Newman goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Twins. Doug Henry now pitching. Jarvis Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown bunts towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gladden moves to third. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch now playing second base. Al Newman now playing third base. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hamilton hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.